You have executive session, back in regular session?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer? Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll be now back in regular session. Mr. Moore, any possible action on executive session items?
Mr. President, we discussed pending potential litigation, land acquisition, and personnel, and there is no action to be taken today.
Thank you, sir. It's now time for our 1:30 advertised public hearings. Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there's more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearing. And Mr. President, the first case today is conditional use number 2265. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a carpet business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.52 acre more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Miller Street, approximately 0.16 mile north of Mountjoy Road, which is Sussex County Route 297. The 911 address is 26315 Miller Street in Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 21, Parcel 189.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's boundary survey, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. I would note that we've received one letter in relation to the application, which has been circulated to County Council. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of October 14th of this year, and at its meeting of October 28th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the seven reasons and subject to the seven recommended conditions outlined within the Commission's motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Question to Council? Questions? More?
If not, is the applicant here? And could you come forward, please?
Good afternoon. My name is Juan Francisco Isara, one of the members of
Procarpet. Can you take your mask off?
Take your mask. Yes. Hear you better.
An owner of Procarpet.
Okay.
Hold the mic a little closer to you.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
So tell us what you want to do.
We just read the recommendations. I only want to know the clear about the use show limited to parking. What does that mean? There's a limit of cars has to be there, or?
I just read that.
I didn't see a limit on the number of vehicles.
Number eight.
And what letter? Is it letter?
The use show limited. It's in number, letter A.
Number
eight? 8A.
Mm-hmm.
The use is limited to parking of vehicles, trailers, and equipment associated with your carpet business. Mm-hmm. No business should be conducted on the site and no retail sales shall occur. The parking is vehicles, trailers, and equipment associated with the businesses you conduct. I guess you got trucks or something to go out in the public and mm-hmm. do cleaning, that kind of stuff. You can't park other stuff there.
No, we don't.
Okay.
So it's not saying how many, it's no. just defining that it has to be your company.
Okay.
Your company trailers.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit to us what you're doing? We've read the record, but what you're doing and what you're asking.
Well, everything started was just because we have our van parking there with the logo on it. So that was one of the complaints of neighbors that we're conducting the business there, but we are really not conducting the business there. It's just one of the employees live there, and some of the employees come from other states sometimes to help us. So they use our vans to go to the job site and come back home, so they take the cars. So that's why when the neighbors complained there was too many cars, but it wasn't more than five. So that's where it started everything. That's why we apply for the conditional use.
Okay.
Questions? Concerns?
So under eight, under B, it says that no vehicle maintenance shall occur on the site. So this has come up before for. So when it comes to, we have vehicles, there's maintenance, like changing oil and those kinds of things. Do you need
no.
do you need to do any of that on your property?
No, we don't do that.
You do that off-site?
Yeah, we do it.
Okay. Just want to make sure you were okay with that.
Yeah, we're okay with everything else. It was just that. I was just want to make sure that was the limit. There was a center number.
There's no number limit.
Okay. That'd be all.
Any other questions from council? If not, did you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, we're good. We're
okay.
good with
Thank
it.
You. If you want to have a seat. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Yes, if you'll come forward and give us your name and address, please.
Hi, my name is Melody Johnson. I live at 26330 Miller Street. I'm aware that he wants to put a business there. This is a quiet community, very quiet. I don't want to see a lot of vehicles coming up and down the road. There is a lot of vehicles. I don't care about that. It's been quiet, but there's also apartments there. So how's that going to affect the business that's going in that same spot? I just want to keep, my husband and I worked very hard to get that road cleaned up from drug dealers and things like that, and I don't want to see reverting to that. So I just want to make sure my property doesn't get devalued in this, because I work way too hard for my home. So
are you going to like what? Okay, so what they're doing there, they're not conducting business there.
Okay,
they work off-site.
Okay,
it's putting in flooring. They're contractors, so they meet there, they park there, they may stay overnight there, but they're not, we're not given any permit here to do business there.
Okay.
The vehicles, they have to be tagged, they have to have a place to park.
Okay.
And so there's only parking and leaving.
Okay.
Okay, so they're not going to be conducting business there.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
That's correct.
That's correct.
That's okay. Correct.
And if they do start conducting business,
then they could
just give us a call.
They okay. could lose the, okay. the conditional
all right.
use.
Right. I mean, I don't have a problem. Yeah. They want to put their business there, but I don't want it to devalue my property
sure.
either.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. agree.
You know, because it yep. is a dead end street. There's only 15 houses on that
sure.
road. So,
okay.
all right, that's all
very good.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else in opposition? Operator, can you see if there's anyone listening online and would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, no one is joining the conference line.
Okay, thank you. Mr. President, we can now close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We will close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore, read the short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a carpet business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.52 acre, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning 1 through 7 with conditions 8A through I.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
I vote yes based on the recommendation of P&Z with the conditions 1 through 8.
Mrs. Green.
I vote yes based on recommendation from planning and zoning with the amendments, with the conditions, with the conditions.
Hudson.
I vote yes based on the reasons and conditions given by P&Z.
Riley.
I too vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations with conditions.
I also agree with their conditions of 8A through I and the reasons. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Thank you. The next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2267. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a catering business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 6.12 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Holly Tree Road, which is Sussex County Route 226, approximately 0.28 miles southeast of Fleetown Road, which is Sussex County Route 224. 911 address is 11420 Holly Tree Road, Lincoln, and the tax parcel ID is District 230, Map 20, Parcel 9.10. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's service level evaluation request to DELDOT. We have a copy of the applicant's site plan. We have a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and we have received one mail return. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of October 14th of this year. And at the meeting of October 28th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the six reasons and subject to the six recommended conditions outlined within the Commission's motion. And a copy of that motion, Mr. President, along with a copy of the minutes of both of those meetings, is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Questions of council? Mr. Moore.
Okay, thank you. Is the applicant here?
Yes, that's
won't you come forward, please? give us your name and address and kind of explain what you plan to do.
My address is 11420 Holly Tree Road, Lincoln, Delaware. I want to do a catering business. As I was saying my last meeting, I do have a food truck, and I'm up and down the steps on the food truck, and I feel like I'm just getting too old for that. And I do love to cook, and I wanted to start a catering business because a lot of business is coming my way as far as catering. I can't do everything in my food truck, and I cannot do it in my house. Yes, I have done things in my house, wore and tore my kitchen out, so I can't do that any longer. 2016, like I said, I have a food truck, so I was getting ready to get out of the business. I was in a bad accident. I don't know if y'all remember, but I was set up at Donovan's, and drunk driver came around, hit my food truck. I hit the floor. I got damaged with a lot of grease, went through skin draft. So I was afraid to do it again, didn't want to do it again, but I was determined I didn't want to go back and do a 9-to-5 anymore as well, because after I retired to run my food truck. So after the accident, I didn't want to do it anymore. But then after about 5 or 6 months, after I got out of the hospital and after seeing that there was people in the hospital at the burn unit worse than me, so I just done away with the pity party and was like, you know, you have to get back out there and try it again. So I did, and now I want to do a catering business and see how that goes.
Okay. Any questions from council?
Are you okay with the conditions that planning and zoning recommended? Mm-hmm. You're okay with all of those?
Yes. Okay. I even had a customer just like last Friday or Friday before last. I sold dinners from the food truck, and they was like, well, where do we come? Do we come to your house? I was like, no, please, whatever you do, do not come to my do not come to my house. And yes, there has been times where people have came to my house, and I had to let them know, you know, I cannot do that, you know, because I don't have a problem following the rules, you know. Okay. So I don't have a problem with any of that.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions? If not, you can have a seat. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, no one has joined the conference line.
Okay, thank you, operator. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. So if the council close public record. Ask Mr. Moore with a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granted conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a catering business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 6.12 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1-6 with conditions A through F.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Green. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
I vote yes based on the recommendations of planning and zoning with the conditions attached.
Mrs. Green.
I vote yes based on the recommendations and conditions from planning and zoning.
Hudson.
I vote yes based on the reasons and conditions given by planning and zoning.
Riley.
I also vote yes based on the reasons and conditions given by planning and zoning.
I also agree with their conditions and reasons. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day. Next
case, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2268. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a boat shrink wrapping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.97 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Gull Point Road, which is Sussex County Route 313, approximately 0.52 miles southeast of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24. The 911 address is 30600 and 30606 Gull Point Road, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 33.00, Parcel 44.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's proposed findings and conditions of approval, a copy of photographs received from the applicants, a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. We received a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and we have received one mail return. The application was subject to a hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of October 14th of this year, and at its meeting of October 28th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 9 reasons and subject to the 14 recommended conditions outlined within the motion, and a copy of that motion, Mr. President, along with the minutes of both of those meetings, is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Council? If not, Ms. Peet.
Good afternoon, council members. For the record, my name is Mackenzie Peet. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Baird Mandelis Brockstead. I am here this afternoon on behalf of Scott and Stacy Walls, property owners of 30600 Gold Point Road in Millsboro, Delaware. Mr. and Mrs. Walls occupy the home located towards the front of the property, and they are before you this afternoon to request a conditional use pursuant to Sussex County Zoning Code Section 115-22 for operation of a boat shrink wrapping business to be operated on roughly 2 acres of their 3.97-acre parcel. That proposed use will be concentrated around their roughly 1,500 square feet pole barn, more or less located in the upper middle portion of their property, shown on the survey prepared by Miller Lewis that was submitted into the record. The property is located within the AR residential district, and all surrounding properties are also located in that same district. Properties located to the north and south are zoned MR, HR2, and Marine. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the application on October 28, 2021, 5-0, based upon the record made at the October 14, 2021 Commission hearing. Based off Commissioner Wingate's motion at the October 28, 2022 Commission hearing. The conditions and reasons stated are all acceptable to my client, except for a slight clarification to Condition A. Condition A presently requires that the area shall be located to the rear of the site so that it is screened from the view of Gold Point Road. However, the use will specifically be concentrated towards the upper middle portion of the property around the 1,500 square feet pole barn towards the rear of the property. And we'll obviously identify that specific area on a final site plan, but presently, as that condition reads, suggests that it would be towards the rear of the property, and really it's the upper middle portion of the property. Are there any questions?
Question to council?
One question I do have. Do you have a proposed amendment that would work?
I think that all the last sentence of Condition A, instead of reading this area shall be located towards the rear of the site, I would recommend that that sentence read this area shall be located towards the upper middle portion of the property,
or
stretching back towards the rear of the property.
Okay, is that, sorry, I didn't mean to speak over you.
No, you're fine.
Is that their home in the front?
It is.
And it will be behind the home?
Yes.
So if it's stated to the rear of the home?
That would be fine, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I'm good. Do I need to make an amendment to that?
Not yet.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay, did you have anything else to add?
That is it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, no one is showing the conference line.
Okay, thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires to close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. If council is okay, we'll close the public record. Mm-hmm. Can Moore read short title, please?
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a boat shrink wrapping business to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.97 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbers 1-9, with conditions 10A through N. And it's my understanding there may be an amendment to A.
Yes, Mr. Moore, I have an amendment to the last sentence of Condition A. That would be to delete that last sentence and change it to the area should be to the rear of the house or behind the house.
Okay, to the rear of the house so that it is screened from view of Gulf Point Road?
Yes.
Mr. White, has that wording work for you?
It would. It's
okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Does that, how's that affect where it says that the use should only occupy a 2-acre portion of the property? Have they shown a site plan where the 2 acres is?
Correct. So as part of these conditions, the applicant must come forward to the commission, show that as a dashed area or a hatched area on a plan.
That's fine.
Okay. So we had his motion to amend. So
got a motion and a second to amend condition
A.
10A?
Yeah.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Moore, if you please read it again.
Sure. Thank you. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a boat shrink wrapping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in the Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.97 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 9, with conditions 10A through N, as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning, along with the amendment.
Schaefer.
I vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning with the amendment.
Mrs. Green.
I vote yes based on the recommendation and conditions from planning and zoning with the amendment.
Riley.
I also vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations and conditions as amended.
I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendations and the amendment. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Next.
Next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2269. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tractor trailer parking to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 2.17 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Craigs Mill Road, which is Sussex County Route 556, approximately 0.42 mile north of Woodland Road, which is Sussex County Route 536. The 911 address is 26147 Craigs Mill Road, Seaford, and the tax parcel ID is District 531, Map 12, Parcel 129.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the SNAP analysis, a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. I would note that we received one mail return, no letters of support, and 4 letters in opposition. Those responses received after the publication of your initial paperless packet, Mr. President, have been circulated in a supplemental paperless packet. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of October 14th of this year. And at its meeting of October 28th of this year, the Commission recommended denial of the application for the 7 reasons outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the approved minutes from those 2 meetings, have been included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Questions to Council? Questions to Council? Mr. Moore.
Mr. Nelson, please come forward.
I'm Dennis Nelson, 26171 Craigs Mill Road.
If you kind of tell us what you're planning to do there, what's your vision of your, what you're planning to do?
we started out, it was just me with the truck. We've kind of grown quickly. Quicker than I had anticipated. We got a good deal on some trucks, and the customer that we work for needs us to grow. I realize we're getting a little big for where we are. It's as you know, expensive around here to try to find something to. We have been looking, and we are willing to look, continue to look, and try to find a more suitable arrangement. I guess really, based on the recommendation of denial, we're kind of hoping for some time or some restrictions to go by that we could continue to do business. I mean, we are supporting 8 families with the business, so.
And we also have submitted also some opposite letter of opposition. We have taken care of some of those details about the road being muddy. We put crush and run down at the end of the driveway, drivers backing into the driveway. We have instructed all drivers now to pull directly into the driveway, but also all drivers in commercial or private passengers should be obeying all rules of the road and be observant of their surroundings also, which we have no control over. But we have taken measures to meet some of the things that the people were saying that they were against.
You have anything else to add?
Pardon?
Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, I have talked with the drivers about how they treat the road out front, and I have observed that they have slowed down and are paying attention to the, you know, try not to disturb the neighbors.
Thank you.
And there was one opposition there that said there was no businesses around us. There are several businesses around us. There's Walker's Mill at the end of the road. There's Don Lee Margin. There are several, there's a big shop being built on Figs Road with a four-bay garage for a landscaping business. So there is other businesses around our area, even though we are a residential area. They're in a welding shop at the end of the road also. So there is other commercial businesses going on in our area, even though it is residential.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. If you have a seat, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition of this? Won't you come on up, please?
Hello, my name is Carl Steinbiss, 26255 Craig's Mill Road, resident of 42 years at that location, and I am probably the first resident or first neighbor of Mr. Nelson to the south of where he is located, although I have never really met Mr. Nelson. I understand that he bought the property about a couple of years ago, and there was a truck. I had no problem if he was a owner-operator, and that was his business. I had no problem with that. Nobody said anything. A year later, next thing you know, there's three trucks parked on the same property. At that time, the county had, or the town, I think it was the county, had to pay for road work right in front of their business because the truck's going in and out. This is a tar and chip road, country roads. I've lived there 42 years and the road has only been tarred and chipped twice. And a tar and chip road, you don't have any shoulders. When you ride on the shoulder, a truck breaks up the shoulder. It becomes gravel. You know that. The roads have never been paved. And I'm losing my thought here. Just the other day, they posted a speed limit. For this past month, I think they posted a speed limit of 50 miles an hour. Last week, they put lines in the road. Never had lines in 40-some years I lived there. They put lines in the road. And this very morning, a truck came out of Nelson's, went down that road with locked brakes, rear tires locked, drove over a mile down to Route 20. And you see the brake marks just eating up that line all down the road. And you're talking about locked brakes on tires, four tires dragging down the road on a tar and chip road. That eats the roads up. Now, couple of years ago, I mean, last year it was only 2 to 3 trucks. Now there's 5 to 6 trucks, active trucks with trailers backing in there every night, in and out. Some have loads, some don't. Not only that, they're derelict trucks. There's one derelict truck back by the garage, front end is off, tarp over the engine, and there's another derelict truck probably 30 feet from the road in the front yard. No front end on it, tarp over the engine, missing parts, and it's been sitting there for what, 6 months, a year? And the only mowing that gets done around there is when the state comes up and mows the side of the lawn in front of their house. Trees are growing up, there's other things in the front yard that are there, I don't know what it is. And I don't think they're good stewards of the land to begin with. Not only to even have, and their parking lot is not paved. When it rains, there's dirt all over the road. When they come out, they can't turn onto the road. They got to turn and go off the road and onto the road because the rigs are so big. The road and the area is not made for trucks, not one truck. One truck, I think I can stand, but it's up to 5 and 6 trucks right now. And the trucking business is growing. I think his business is going to grow. I don't know how many more trucks are going to be there in the future, next year. And I think if you give him the right to have more trucks there, he's going to cut down trees. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't think he's going to take care of the lot, but there's a nature conservancy bordering 3 sides of his property. And the front view of his property is Craig's Mill Pond.
And the back is a creek to the Nanticoke.
And so he's working on trucks there. I don't know what kind of spillage you're going to have in terms of chemicals. I know that there has been reported fuel truck going in. I don't know if they have tanks on there. I mean, in storage tanks even. I don't even know if that's permissible, but we are not in favor of this land use change. Did you have anything else?
Well, and there is the business. The Walker Marina is off of Craig's Mill. It's on the Nanticoke. So yes, it is a business. Someone just opened up the landscaping, but it's kept very well, and there aren't tractor trailers. There's just normal trucks coming and going. Donnelly Margin is all the way on the highway, so they don't even come down our road. I think my main concern is if it was one truck, I'd be fine. That's, you know, and I certainly don't want anybody to lose their jobs. But we worked hard to get that area protected. And in the summertime, there's a community pool, which has 100 plus people. And on swim team meet night, there might be 50 cars. I've gotten behind one of the trucks, and there's like a Y, and there was just a pickup truck here, and I was here, and the truck was trying to move up to back in. And neither one of us knew what he was doing. So we just sat there till he was, you know, finished with it. And we're all, it's sandy. So if there's oil leak or if there's a gasoline leak, you know how sand is. And we're very, very concerned about, that creek goes right out to the Nanticoke. So, and it is.
And the water table's only 10 feet.
And the water table's only 10 feet. So we are opposed to the.
Hey, thank you. I'm not sure that both of you gave your names. Is that correct, Robin?
I'm Donna. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, Donna. You can go ahead and give your name, too.
Donna Steinvis.
Okay.
And the wording of this bothered me because it says tractor trailer parking. Well, it doesn't say how many you can have. And if he's on 2.1, there's a house there, there's barns there, so how many tractor trailers, other than the five or six that are there now, can it get on there? That's all we have to say, I think.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, no one has joined the conference line.
Thank you. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter, and council desires to close public record.
We'll close public hearing. We'll give council a closed public record. Ask Mr. Moore, read a short title.
An ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for tractor trailer parking to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 2.17 acres more or less.
If somebody be kind enough to make a motion to defer, I'd appreciate that.
Motion to defer.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second. Mr. Hudson, to defer. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yeah, motion carried. That's deferred. I'm sorry, not carried. Conditional use 2269 is deferred. We'll act on it as old business in another meeting. Any motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second. Mr. Hudson, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. We're now adjourned. Thank everybody.